This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's important for parents to monitor what public schools are teaching their children and also what the schools are not teaching. If you want your children to grow up to be patriotic citizens, they must be taught American history as it really happened, not as the liberals wish it had happened. It's become pretty clear that the liberals would like to wipe out our religious heritage and pretend we've always been a very secular nation. Today's schools seem to be more concerned with teaching our kids a philosophy of political correctness, diversity, multiculturalism, and feminism. One way to teach the truth about our heritage and dispel false myths is to take a trip to Washington, D.C., and read the many religious inscriptions that are engraved in stone on our famous monuments. Another way is to honor our nation's birthday today, the 4th of July, by reading and rereading the Declaration of Independence. As you read the Declaration of Independence on this 4th of July, reflect on the fact that it is America's great religious document, the official affirmation by the American people of their belief and faith in God. The Declaration affirms God's existence as a self-evident truth that requires no further discussion or debate. The nation created by the Great Declaration is God's country. The rights it defines are God-given. The actions of its signers were God-inspired. Many of the men who signed the Declaration paid for their courage with their lives and fortunes, and that's why we are able to enjoy our freedom and independence today. The Declaration contains 5 references to God: God as supreme lawmaker, God as creator of all men, God as the source of all rights, God as the world's supreme judge, and God as our protector on whom we can rely.
Surveys show liberal professors outnumber conservative professors on college campuses by 10 to 1. At the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19, outstanding conservative leaders will equip students with moral and intellectual defenses to challenge left-wing ideology. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Monday, the 7th day of October, year of our Lord, 2014. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, I just was looking at my calendar, and I realized that my president was born last Friday, the 4th, my president being Charlton Heston, of course. Happy birthday, Charlton Heston. We certainly miss you. A couple of intelligence updates here. A couple of private sources, 2 different private sources, informing me the following. In the last 48 hours, 12 to 14... possibly more, 12 to 14 C-130 cargo aircraft landed at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. That's near Dayton, Ohio. These planes were loaded with Chinese communist soldiers and full battle gear with all their backpacks and weapons and so forth. They got off the C-130s and then got back on C-17 cargo aircraft, where they were transported to a number of major American cities. The second source was very disheartened and angry, U.S. Navy SEAL, when he personally verified 70 to 100,000 Chinese communist troops in the country of Mexico, along with 14,000 plus armored vehicles, Keeping in mind, if they've got 14,000 armored vehicles, they have at least that many thin-skinned vehicles, jeep-type vehicles, cargo trucks, fuel tankers, and so forth, located in Mexico. Going straight to Sandeo.com, we got some earth change headlines. Massive tornadoes invade western Iowa, Nebraska, South Dakota with multiple injuries. 17 tornadoes counted. Great Plains storm brings snow and possible tornadoes. Tropical storm Karen weakens but could bring heavy rain and surge to the Gulf Coast. Over to California. California wildfire threat critical, worst in 5 years. U.S. seismologists call for a national warning system for earthquakes. That would be good. We're not going to have any guests today. We will have open lines. The call number is 800-313-9443. You hear these reports from Phyllis Schneifele. I know Phyllis. In fact, her office is in walking distance of the office I used to have in Clayton, Missouri, when I was working with the Charles Shaw Law Firm as Mr. Shaw's trial assistant, paralegal, and investigator. Ms. Schneifele is quite a lady, done a lot of good work for a lot of years. Couple of quick reminders. I am still looking for a couple of people to help me do marketing. If you have marketing skills, telephone marketing skills, would like to earn some commissions, marketing myself as a public speaker, you can go to my Facebook page, The John Moore Radio Show, read the details, and go from there. Also, if you buy postage online, if you buy postage from the Postal Service online, you can credit that sale, purchasing that postage, to any zip code you like. I would really appreciate it, and everybody in my little community of Davisville, Missouri would appreciate it if you would give credit to our little post office here of Davisville, Missouri, zip code 65456, details at my Facebook page, The John Moore Radio Show. A lot of concern. I share that concern about what could be happening the next 6 to 8 weeks going through the third week of November. The economy and the government are in serious trouble. The weekend celebration nearby me at Viburnum, Missouri, Old Miners Days, most communities have some kind of fall festival of some sort. That's what they call it there, is Old Miners Days. Both the number of vendors and the number of attendees was dramatically lower than any year I've been there, which I've been there every year now, so I guess for about 6 or 8 years. That's just a symptom of a much larger situation. If you listen to mainstream news, you'll keep hearing about the recovery. Well, these numbers are, numbers of people getting jobs, for example, are very deceptive. The jobs that are being lost are, many of them, are relatively high pay jobs, both factory jobs and jobs involving, various administrative and computer skills and so forth. The jobs are being replaced with are mostly service jobs. As the old term goes, flipping hamburgers. A lot of retail and service jobs that would pay a fraction of what the people who had their previous jobs were getting. Plus, an extra bonus. With the implementation of the Affordable Care Act, mostly most people call Obamacare, there's dramatic financial incentives for companies to not have full-time employees anymore, to have part-time employees. Dramatic financial incentives. And that's causing people to either be furloughed or laid off or have their hours cut back to where they're no longer full-time employees. If you have a personal story you'd like to share about that, we'd like to hear about it. Is Obamacare affecting you or somebody that's close to you? We'd like to hear about that at 800-313-9443. the Congress and apparently the president are at odds as to, you know, what to do to have a budget. The federal government is officially shut down, although what I'm reading is 83% of the federal offices are still functioning perfectly. A lot of what's been shut down is grandstanding and showbiz. Shutting down national memorials is probably the most grievous and obvious example. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cow Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Up in the morning and out of the wreck.
Up in the morning and out of the wreck.
Waking up my morning attack.
Waking up my morning attack.
The first sergeant marches me off the town.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Monday, the 7th day of October. We have some calls here, a couple of calls from Colorado. Our first call from Colorado is Obi. Good morning, Obi.
Good morning, John. I'd like to tell you about something that happened to me night before last. I've got one of these medical alert things that if it, you know, goes off, it means I'm having trouble and I'm supposed to have people come help me.
Right.
Well, the alarm went off, you know, faulty, and this was around midnight. Of course, I'd been in bed for a couple hours, and next thing I know, I have a police officer knocking on my door. Banging on the door, and they said, well, we're here to check, make sure that you're okay. And I said, well, I'm identified myself verbally and told him, yeah, I'm okay. You don't need to be here. The alarm must have went off by itself. Well, because I refused to immediately present a photo ID to him, the next thing I know, within 20 minutes, there's 8 cops in my house. They've thrown me on the floor, threatening to arrest me because I wouldn't identify myself, and I have spinal cord damage, so when they do the old knee in the back of the neck thing, they could permanently paralyze me.
Right.
And then they started searching my house. And, you know, there was no warrant. They didn't have any reason to come arrest me. I don't have a criminal record. And, you know, so the next thing I know, a cop finally says, if you don't give me your ID, I'm going to throw you in jail for 3 days.
Really?
Yes.
And that was how long ago did this happen, Obi?
That happened Saturday night.
Okay. Do you have an attorney, Obi?
No, I don't. I'm actually relatively poor.
Well, you don't necessarily need any money. I don't know. How big is the community you live in? How many people would you say?
30,000.
Okay, there's probably a number of attorneys. What you want to find is an attorney who specializes in civil litigation and has already in the past successfully sued police departments and gotten good results for their clients. And those type of lawsuits generate their own fee where you don't need to put any of your own money up front. If the attorney thinks it's a winner, and I've been involved in these kind of matters, you know, legal matters for 40 years, Obi. If the attorney thinks it's a winner, that will end up with generating funds and proceeds, he or she will take the case on your behalf and finance it themselves with no money from you.
Okay, and how would I go about finding such an attorney?
Well, it's going to take some networking. If you don't know any attorneys already, it's a relatively small community. Any attorney you would talk to would probably know just the right person who takes those kinds of cases in your area. They may or may not do it themselves, but they probably know the attorney who would consider it, and then make an appointment with that person, get in to see them, and see if they'll accept the case. A typical contract in most of the country would be the attorney would take one-third of the amount awarded by the court, and you would get two-thirds after expenses were paid, expenses being costs for depositions and expert witnesses, things like that.
Okay, I will certainly try that, but I
look into it. It won't cost you anything to look into it, and you might get some compensation for the grief caused by these officers who were certainly out of bounds.
Well, thanks a lot, John. I appreciate it.
Okay.
I'll try. Look
best of luck to you. And let us know how. Let me know how it goes, Obi, if you would, please.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Our next caller is JJ in Colorado. Good morning, JJ.
Yeah, good morning, John. How are you doing?
Real good. What's in your mind, sir?
Oh, I just wanted to give you a couple of heads up. The government is pulling the docks and everything out of Lake Mead near Vegas there and not letting people get on their houseboats or pull them out or anything. They're saying it's closed because it's a national park, I guess.
Oh, come on.
I watched the video.
These are boats. These are houseboats people live on.
These are houseboats, and people can't get them out because they've pulled the docks now, and they're not letting people go out to them or anything else. I guess they're trying to keep people from even fishing on shore. Related to Grand Junction here on Saturday, they closed the Colorado National Monument because it's a national monument, and they chained off the road going up there, which is also an access road for a small community on top. Well, needless to say, some of the good patriots here in town took care of that chain over the weekend.
I mean, what are these people thinking? They think they can cut off access to go to and from your home?
Well, I think it's Obama's wanting to put punitive action. He's childish, and if he doesn't get his way, he wants to punish somebody. And he's wanting to punish as many of the American public as he can, you know, to affect his getting his budget the way he wants it.
Well,
that's my take on it.
You're putting a personal face on this. This man occupying the Oval Office is not calling the shots.
He's
doing what he's told to do by his handlers. I know it's very easy, and something we want to do is to put a personal face on what's going on. The handlers behind the scenes are making these decisions. All he wants to do is play golf, you know.
But it's pretty upsetting to hear about these Chinese communist troops being brought in and dispersed around the country. That's
well, it is, and they've been doing this. This is not the first I've heard of this, and there's more of it going on. They have plenty of places that they can go to. They've got these free trade zones, which amount to sovereign Chinese territory in a number of places, one near Kansas City, for example. They can go there and hang out.
I've heard of the one in Idaho. They had one near Boise there.
They're scattered all over the country. And they can stay there and have hot showers and meals and DVDs and do their exercises, all the things that soldiers do when they're not being soldiers.
Yeah, when I was down on the border, I'm one of the original Minutemen that went down there in 2005, and there were Chinese communist soldiers on the border then, and they were advising the Mexican troops.
Now, tell us how you know that, please.
By personal observation and by talking to illegals that were coming in. I speak pretty fluent Spanish.
Okay.
And they called them soldados chinos. Those are Chinese soldiers. And now, you could see them. I literally observe them with your binoculars. The treaties with the U.S. and Mexico forbid any Mexican troops to be within. It's either 1 or 2 miles or 1 or 2 kilometers of the actual border to prevent incidents. Well, you could see the trucks that are patrolling, the deuce and a half that were patrolling, oh, probably a couple hundred yards south of the border, and you could tell they weren't Mexican troops.
Okay, give us some more details. How powerful were the binoculars you were using, JP?
I had 10 by 50s.
Okay, that's good power. I got 10 by 50s also.
We had a telescope there occasionally. We were camped right at one of the Border Patrol shade screens, and we even had observation points set up on top of it so we could see over the fencing.
Okay.
And we could see the Arellano Felix drug cartel house about a mile and a quarter away. And we would literally wave at the Mexican coyotes sitting on the second story veranda there, and they would wave back at us.
Uh-huh.
We had kind of a friendly Mexican standoff relationship.
It sounds like the coyotes had their own optics, otherwise they couldn't see you wave.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, they did.
Now, getting back to the Chinese, tell us about the soldiers that you observed. How could you tell that they were Chinese? Uniforms, their skin, their faces?
Facial features. A lot of the facial features of the Indians from the southern states of Mexico, they'll have the more of a slanted eyes, high cheekbones type look. But these guys all had it, the ones that I observed anyway.
Uniforms and insignia.
Uniforms were Mexican Army. They were dressed as Mexican Army soldiers,
hold that thought. We got a break here. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned, everybody.
Annoying collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean, if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
You've got an inside corner on the truth, thanks to John Moore and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To talk to John Moore live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Monday, the 7th of October. Freeze Dry Guys October special is the Family First Responders Kit. With this kit, you get 6 number 10 cans of food. I'll tell you the contents of each can here in a moment. Plus, 7 high-calorie energy Millennium bars, an escape and evasion water filter, and a Sparky fire starter. If you buy several of these kits, you'll have extra water filters and extra fire starters. They make some great gifts, so you might want to look at that. We got the holiday season coming up here soon. Here's what's in the 6 cans of food. 1 can of chili mayo, can of beef stew, 1 can of lasagna, a can of breakfast skillet mix, a can of strawberries, and a can of noodles and chicken. All that delivered to your door, $189.95 to the lower 48. Retail price normally is $260. You can get all the nutritional facts at his website, freezedryguy.com. There's a link to my website, thelibertyman.com. Toll-free hour line, Pacific Business Hours, 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com. We're sitting with JJ in Colorado. JJ was down on the Mexican border and was observing these troops. Let's continue, JJ. I'll talk about the trucks a little bit. You said they were not Mexican Army trucks. So tell us about these trucks and how you knew they weren't.
Well, actually, these looked an awful lot, John, just like the regular old American deuce and a half, you know, six-wheel, all-wheel drive. That's what they appeared to be, canvas over in the back and had troops running in there. Now, an interesting thing that I never knew till I went down to the border is how do Mexican generals get a pension when they retire? They're given a section of the border to control the drug traffic, and they get their kickbacks from the coyotes in the area. They pay them a mordida. That's how they make their money.
Well, how about that? Isn't that special?
Mm-hmm. That's the retirement plan for the Mexican Army. So, I mean, the whole country is so corrupt, it's unbelievable.
Well, it is. It's the closest third-world country to us, but I got some news for you, J.J. Most of the third world is very similar in terms of corruption.
I'm sure it is.
Right. It's a way of life. We're in most of the third world, civil servants, people that work for the post office, for the police, for the fire department, whatever it might be, teachers, they all expect small payments, what we might call bribes, in order to do their normal duties. Welcome to the third world.
Yeah, I've heard that when a Mexican cop moves into the neighborhood down there, nobody likes it because he starts shaking down his neighborhood for the mordida.
Right.
Up here you would enjoy having a cop maybe living on the block because he'd be extra protection.
Right.
Not so in the third world.
Oh, well, that's the way it is. And it's a shock to many Americans who, you watch these shows about traveling to these various third world countries, and there's all the cultural features, the music, the celebrations they have.
You never see the two blocks away culture, do you?
Well, when you're watching a movie, the sense of smell does not
come. Yeah, the smell doesn't permeate.
you don't trip on
the sidewalks.
Well, here's news for you, ladies and gentlemen. Most of the planet, except for the United States, parts of Europe, Canada, most of the planet, and Japan is accepted, and Taiwan, most of the planet smells like urine. Mm-hmm. And that's my reality. I've lived in the third world, I've been outside the United States, and
they never heard of every little bit hurts either. There's trash blowing all around. It's something else.
Right. Well, J.J., we appreciate your call and your observations. Anything else, sir?
Oh, I just wanted to mention something on ice on some of these projected trajectories that they're running that you can see on these videos. One guy caught one of the NASA ones. It goes along at a certain speed, and then it slows down so as to make the passage of ice on near the Earth appear to miss by more than what he thinks it's probably going to. So NASA's still playing their games, you know.
Well, NASA's has shut down all public access.
Yeah, this is on one of their older videos, you know, one that he put out before Obama.
Keeping in mind, J.J., these are automated systems that don't require human beings to do anything.
Exactly.
And so why are they shut down? Just like these Lincoln Memorial is a big open-air marble monument that with no doors, no, it has a fence now, but never had a fence before. You could go in there at 2 o'clock in the morning if you wanted to any day of the week. There's nobody around there. But now it's closed down. You know, what a absolute slap in the face for the American people. Okay, J.J., anything else?
No, that's about it, John.
Okay, well, thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
You bet.
Call number is 800-313-9443. I'm not going to stop doing my normal activities because of what might happen the next 6 or 8 weeks. If I want to do something, I'll go ahead and do it. I might take some precautions I wouldn't otherwise. It's not going to stop me from doing what I want to do. I am working on getting some things squared away that I've been putting off. It was too hot to work outdoors for a lot of the summer, and some outdoor projects I'm taking care of that I hope to get done in the next few days. It's not a big project, but it's an important project. And I urge you to be doing the same thing, whatever it might be for you. We all have our own situation. You may be in an apartment in a big city. You might be in the middle of several hundred acres in the Ozarks, maybe somewhere in between. Whatever getting prepared means for you, I would urge you to get about the business of doing it. It might be getting an extra stock of water, and some of these catalogs I get, Cheaper Than Dirt is one, and some others. They're now offering a big plastic bladder that will go in your bathtub that you can fill up with water to have a good extra supply of probably 50 or so gallons of water that you wouldn't have otherwise, and a fairly clean, and it would be, not fairly, but it would be a clean container to hold your potable water, as opposed to just having the water sitting there open in the bathtub, open to the air, which wouldn't really be suitable for drinking water, not for very long anyway, would it? Your supply of food. You know, you hear me do these advertisements for freeze-dried guy. That's obviously an excellent source of high nutrition, tasty food. If your budget doesn't allow for getting freeze-dried food in any great quantities, you need to look at the following: beans and rice. You have most of your essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and so forth. You'll be short on vitamin C, so I would stock up on vitamin C. Whether it was vitamin C from a health food store or whatever it might be. It may be a boring diet, but a boring diet is better than no diet at all. If you live in places where it gets cold enough to freeze to death, you need to make sure you got your own source of heat that you own and you control. You may get down to the point where all you have is a tent set up inside your living room, because you can't warm the whole house. If you've got a tent and a good quality sleeping bag, your body heat would probably be enough to keep you warm inside the tent to survive a fairly cold environment. Once you break the wind, and I've been, I'm talking from experience, spending days out 24 hours a day outside when it's zero and below zero temperatures. You need a good quality Arctic sleeping bag. You need something between you and that cold ground. That cold ground will just suck the heat out of you. I don't care how good your sleeping bag is. A good quality foam pad of some sort, self-inflating air mattress. I don't trust the air mattresses you blow up. The ones we had when I was in the Army, the inflatable air mattresses, we just called them ground cloths because rarely did they hold air. But a self-inflating pad or a foam pad of some kind to insulate you from the ground. Something to break the wind. A building is excellent to break the wind, obviously. A tent will break the wind. So you need something to break the wind in order to survive those cold nights. If you're in a tactical situation, building a fire probably will not be an option at night. A relatively smoke-free fire in the daytime for cooking may be doable. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821, or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Monday, the 7th day of October. My website is thelibertyman.com. Thelibertyman.com. That's where you'll find the energy cleaner for sale. I'm in my third year of now helping my friend Tom Berryhill sell the energy cleaner. I got people buying their third and fourth energy cleaners. They wouldn't buy the second one if they didn't work, would they? If you want optimal health, and who doesn't want optimal health? The soundest, best sleep you've ever had, more energy than you've had in years if you're an older folk, older person, wake up pain-free and ready to go, a stronger libido. Whenever I'm at a public forum and I mention this, the wives and girlfriends kind of giggle when I talk about how their husbands or boyfriends could have a stronger libido, which is very true. They will. All due to the energy cleaner. $285 shipping included to American zip codes. You'll find a lot of other things at my website. Information that you may not know even exists. The official Senate POW report, for example. It talks about how every president, beginning at the First World War with President Wilson, knew about American POWs being left behind in communist hands. World War I, World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. a lot there at my website, thelibertyman.com. My toll-free auto line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We got a regular caller here, JG in California. Good morning, JG.
Morning, John. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I kind of tuned in at the last minute of JJ's oration. I know where you may go with this answer, John, but I missed the beginning of what he said. And then what kind of concerns me is what you were saying. What did you mean? What did JJ say in the beginning? And then where it broke off, where I heard him talking is when he was looking through the binoculars and what was he was observing, right, as I used to do when I was with INS. What is it you're inferring? You said you're going to do what you want to do the next 6 to 8 weeks anyway. You know,
well, in my normal activities, go places, visit people, conduct business, things like that. I'm not going to let these, these concerns stop me from doing what I want to do.
What concerns, John, are you talking about? Were either one of you inferring that maybe this FEMA Region 3 grid situation that may invoke civil disorder or a shutdown and then maybe foreign troops on our streets? Is that what you were inferring, though?
Well, the biggest concern, in my opinion right now, the two biggest concerns is what's going to happen with this economy between now and March. The next 6 or 8 week time frame, of course, is right now, and these flu viruses. That's two major concerns. The grid going down. When Janet Napolitano left, was resigning from her office, she said 100% chance. Now, that's leaving no wiggle room there. 100% chance of the grid going down. So those are the concerns. Now, what JJ was talking about were observing soldiers that he had every reason to believe were Chinese troops right across the Mexican border. And he made a further observation. I don't know this independently, that Mexican soldiers are not allowed within a mile of the border with the United States. I was not aware of that.
Well, I wasn't either, but I have seen myself through when I used to be an IDO, immigration detention officer back in the 80s, and they were still down there then through some of my contacts. And there was a female officer that was killed when I was on duty when Costco used to bring ammunition through,
right,
probably from China. And the supervisors were actually telling Border Patrol to keep their mouths shut and let them through, is what I was informed when this woman was killed.
Really?
My officers on my detail, when she had found out, she rang it through. And I got scared quite a bit back in the 80s when I was used to be with INS. And so it's just that I keep asking you anything new with Alexander back. I haven't been able to, because this is really early for me out here, but have you heard anything about his observation, his contacts through the Mexican journalists or truck drivers?
Yeah, I haven't talked to Alexander in a couple of months, and I haven't been to his website either, alexanderbachman.com. So I don't have any updates from Alexander. It's time I catch up with him and see if he has anything new.
Yeah, I wish you'd give us a heads up because, that Red Dawn scenario, John, is very, very plausible, although, a lot of people I know, even some hosts that used to be on RBN, they say all this is just hype. You don't know what you're talking about. Jeff Rentz doesn't know what they're talking about. There's a very prominent researcher who is now with another website, and I have great respect for both of these guys and the couple other listeners that they just say, why would they want to destroy their cash cow? Why would China want to run troops and,
that's a common response, and what I tell people, JG, is that, you're thinking like an American, but these are Chinese. The Chinese Politburo does not think like Americans. They have an agenda as to take over the world economically, politically, militarily. And if it costs several billions or even $1 trillion of lost proceeds economically, that's an acceptable loss, keeping in mind they murdered 20 million of their own people to accomplish the goal of just taking over China.
Yeah, and people think it can't happen here because, like Paul Warburg said, that, you know, head of the Federal Reserve at one time, that we shall have established a new world order either by conquest or consent. But, you know, John, what distresses me is people that don't believe, like our background, you, Greg Evenson, me, Jack McLam, and a few others have got the similar experience in different capacities. And, you know, we talk and worry. Well, we don't worry. We train, we talk, we try to educate our young people and things like this, other veterans. Right. But they think that we're just too concerned, and why would they destroy their cash cow, and that none of this is going to happen. Well, I mean, you know, this NWO, the North American Union, I mean, right, they're not like the end of a game, you know, some who wins the Heisman Trophy, and then and the commercial says, where are you going? We're going to Disneyland. I mean, this must be in place regardless of whether the Lord is allowing all this. I mean, this is real. And
absolutely.
We don't know. And like Tom Gamble, he's a host that I talked to in the past, and he says, you know, it's all going to happen in one day in the beginning, much less, you know, concerning what's going to be with the apocalypse or the, what's the other in the Bible,
three horsemen of the apocalypse.
Well, yeah, well, it's not the rapture, but the heading towards, I forgot the other word.
Armageddon?
Well, yeah, that tribulation, things like that, you know, setting aside what's coming first, you know, Tom says disclosure, which is going to be the rebel of why Kennedy was killed, you know, much less like John B. Wells was on, he had Jesse Ventura on. What do you think of Ventura? Do you think he's full of hype and just a disinfo agent?
No, I don't at all. He's doing a lot of good work. I thought it would be at first, but he's doing a lot of good work, revealing a lot of things to wake up millions of Americans. JT, we got to move on here. We got another caller. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Sherry in Kansas, you'll be our last caller, Sherry. Make it quick.
Good morning, John. I think that this park shutdown is foreclosure. Something Clay Douglas ran in the Free American from Wayne Hage is that when Nixon took us off the gold standard, that and the EPA came in about the, you know, there too, and he said that the EPA helped tie up resources in security of the national debt, and I think he's right about that. And they've closed down all these parks because they can't just close down the ones that have resources, so they don't want to give away the game. But I think that's part of it, and the other part that's securing the national debt is the drug policy in this country that feeds the prison system.
Sherry, thank you for the call. We're out of time. We appreciate it. That's it for the day. You all be safe out there. Get your supplies, your medical equipment. Get your energy cleaner while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your gun. Be safe, have a great day, and God bless America.
Financial